When they asked me to write a foreword for the facepalm, I thought, finally, my moment to sound wise and dignified. Then I read it. Now I realize I've been tricked into endorsing a handbook of human stupidity, starring every single one of us. This isn't your average self-help gospel. No shiny transformation promises. No seven easy steps to inner peace. This one starts with a coffee stain on page one and still expects applause by chapter three. It doesn't hide the mess, it celebrates it. Throws confetti on your meltdown and says, yep, that's growth, baby. What you'll find here isn't perfection. It's permission, permission to laugh when you wanna cry, to retell your worst story and realize it's comedy gold, to stop auditioning for functional adult and finally enjoy your blooper reel. And here's the twist, you'll still learn something. You'll learn how to spot your face palms, flip them into high fives, and forgive yourself faster than you refresh your inbox. You'll learn that everyone's messy, and that good enough is not surrender, it's sanity. But don't get comfortable, this is just book one. There are 11 more disasters waiting backstage. This isn't a program, it's a circus. The ticket price, your dignity, the prize, freedom, laughter, and the audacity to live with yourself, mess and all. So go on, flip the page. Your dignity might not make it to the end, but your sense of humor will. Won't get flawless wisdom. You'll get funnier, lighter, and way better at telling the story of your own disasters. And honestly, that's the best kind of self-help there is.
Signed, the poor fool who put their name on this.